It's an amazing feeling, you know. Obviously, it's probably not fully sunk in yet, to be honest. It'll be take a few days, if not weeks, before it really does hit home. But, you know, a great feeling yesterday, a special day for bowls in Scotland, you know, and the crowd were so fantastic right throughout the event, and to give them two gold medals in the last day in two events was something really special.
So what is the secret of the lawn bowls team's success here then?
You know, I think it's been a long process. The head coach, all the support staff, we've had a, you know, for a lot of funding, you know, and we need to thank people for that, you know, and it's brought together a great group of people. We got on well, and that's, I think, key to the success. You know, as a group, we all encourage each other, support each other 100%, and, you know, I think that's why we've probably had a really successful games.
And what has been the highlight? Obviously, getting the gold medal must be up there, but was there any element of the whole last couple of weeks that sort of was a real special moment?
Yeah, no, just being part of the whole, you know, Glasgow experience. You know, it's been on the cards for so long now, and I'd say the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks have passed so quickly, you know, it seems to have suddenly arrived, you know, and, you know, obviously to go out of the home games with a gold medal is obviously the dream come true, but, you know, even being part of it's just been something special.
And how much did the home crowd play in helping you to get this victory? Do you think they played a big part?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the crowd at the Lawn Bowls, which is a great setting, has been absolutely superb. From day one to the last day of competition yesterday, they've been 100% behind us, you know, and they've been worth several shots a game. Just that encouragement, constant encouragement, you know, you just, if you can't get up for games like that, you'll never will.
And especially with the lads brave some pretty bad weather out there too, as you guys have too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously the first few days of the event were glorious sunshine, but inevitably the rain and the winds had to arrive at some point. But, you know, thankfully yesterday the conditions were actually quite good. You know, the sun came through, and, you know, and the final was actually played in nice conditions.
Do you think the fact that it's been, you've done so well, will encourage other young Scots to get involved with it? Because I suppose it's got this perception that it's a bit of an old man sport, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, that's probably, you know, the perception that the Bulls does still have. But, you know, but anybody that was at the Games will have seen all the colours from the countries, you know, a lot of young athletes competing for various countries at the Lawn Bowls. And to be fair, quite a lot of youngsters watching as well. So hopefully it does. You know, that's certainly what we would like to do, is inspire others to give it a go and take it up. You know, there's loads of clubs throughout Scotland, so pop down to your local club and give it a go. It's something you might get hooked on.
It's got the same sort of principles as curling, hasn't it? So I suppose if people got really hooked into that, Winter Olympics, didn't they? So do you think that also would help understand how it works?
Yeah, possibly. You know, obviously curling and bowls are similar. So yeah, I mean, that's certainly what we would hope for. You know, it's our home games, and, you know, we need to now try and kick on from what's happened during this last sort of week or two, you know, and certainly if we can play any part in that to bring others into the game, then hopefully we, you know, we'll have achieved that with our gold medals.
So you had to get special leave, you're a police officer, to get involved with this and to get involved with competition. How are the guys at the back of the office thinking about all this?
No, it's been fantastic. You know, the support I've had has been really good. You know, obviously there's been police at all the venues, and I'm quite sure I saw a few of them sneaking in for a wee look at the game yesterday, you know, getting a closer view of the action. So, you know, it's been absolutely superb. I met the Deputy Chief Constable, Mr. Allen, this morning. So, you know, I think the force have been 100% behind me, and obviously I'm honoured that, you know, I could get the time off to come and, you know, fulfil what's been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really.
And much better than being out in the streets, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have to say I might get a bit of slagging from some of my colleagues about that. You know, I think I've had the better deal, certainly, but, you know, hopefully winning the medal has made them all immensely proud as well, and I'm sure when I get back to work there'll be a few comments.
And there's a big competition in Ayr next weekend. Are you involved with that yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to Ayr. Thankfully, I'll have a wee break now. I know, obviously, winning the World Championships back in January indoor, for the first time, you know, the next month was just a write-off, so I'll be quite glad to maybe have a few weeks break and maybe take it back up again in a month's time, you know.
And are you all going to have a proper celebration together?
Yeah, hopefully later today we'll enjoy the moment. You know, we've got to obviously celebrate what we've achieved. It's been a long process, 2 years of hard work, really, practicing constantly on these greens, and now, you know, we've got a great reward out of it, so it'd be rude not to have a beer or two.
Of course. And family, I suppose you've been kind of disconnected from them for the last couple of weeks. A chance to see everybody again?
Yeah, obviously most of us had our family there yesterday, being such a big day, so we were able to, you know, we were able to sort of see them after the games and stuff, you know. And yeah, obviously come Monday I'll be glad to get home and spend some family time, you know, with wife and kids.
Lovely. And where is it you live?
Arbroath, yeah.
Oh, you're from Arbroath, right. And so you work for, well, the former Tayside Police?
Yeah, Tayside, yeah. Division,
right,
yeah.
Right. So, are you from Arbroath?
Yeah, I'm from Arbroath. I've worked in Dundee most of my service, but I've taken up a community role in Arbroath last year, so it's quite a good role, because obviously, you know, the media around winning the World Championship, and now probably what's going to happen with this, then being in the community, it's a great role, because everybody sort of knows you in the town anyway from the bowling. So yeah, I'll look forward to going back, and I'm sure I'll get some congratulations.